Can I start today just by thanking the Law Center for hosting today's event on eradicating modern slavery? I know that is a subject that is very close to all of you in this room, but it is a subject that should actually be close to everyone who lives in this modern age. I secondly would like to apologise for being here, because if I wasn't here, the Minister of Justice would be here. Unfortunately, those of you who know modern politics in Northern Ireland know that we're under some pressure this week, and the Minister has been called away to engage in some party talks that might or might not see us actually having the government this time tomorrow. So it is a matter of quite some urgency that's taken him away. Otherwise he would be here, because this is an issue he feels personally very, very strongly about. I have to say it's an issue that I also feel strongly about, because wearing a different hat, I've actually been travelling the world quite extensively in the last 12 months. And in the last 12 months I've actually visited 25 countries, and they've ranged from Eastern Europe, Turkey, Asia, right the way through to the Far East, South America, and most notably Africa. And each of those countries, I've seen the history that they had to offer, as well as the current and present issues that face them. In places like Tanzania, in Tobago, Trinidad in the Caribbean, I've seen the slave camps that people were held in before they were transported and after they arrived in the modern world. I've seen the barbarism that went along with that. And when you think back, 200 years is not a very long time to actually consider that's how modern commerce and industry was grown and developed. I've also seen what people will do to try and escape the pressures of the life they currently live. And it would be great to think that all of that that happened in the past was 200 years ago and that we've moved on. Unfortunately, where there's great despair, where there's hopelessness, there's somebody looking to make a pound or a buck or any sort of money that they can from it. So we do live in an age that is both harrowing and frightening in equal measure to the people who suffered over 200 odd years ago. So it's clear to me that the issues that we will be addressing and discussing today are important ones. But recent police operations have reinforced just how real and relevant that is for people here in Northern Ireland. All too often, a lot of people I speak to think of slavery, think of forced labour as something that happens in the far-flung corners of distant continents. They don't see it on the streets where they live. And I think the police operations of recent months have actually shown it's not only on the streets, it's on the street corners where we live, in our next door neighbours' houses, in factories beside us. So it's not just something that happens in far and distant places. So today's event is a timely one, and it does have the potential to make a real difference by highlighting the key issues of modern slavery and indeed forced labour, by identifying the gaps and by exploring the opportunities for further action and change. I'm encouraged that so many of the sectors of society are represented here today. As the Minister has previously said, tackling modern slavery continues to be a priority for him and for his department, and I can attest to that as one of his senior officials. But it is something that neither he nor this department can do alone. We all have a role to play, and in fact, effective action requires a joined up response to these issues. That means a joined up response across government, statutory agencies, law enforcement bodies, business, trade, and indeed wider civil society. I particularly want to commend the Law Centre today for the programme which allows us to explore each of our perspectives and roles and ways in which we can and should actually work together. This morning's first session looks at new legislation across the UK to tackle modern slavery, particularly in place in Northern Ireland, and the obligations that it places on government, law enforcement, criminal justice system, and indeed business and society as a whole. We are confident that we now have robust legislation and frameworks in place that actually put the victim in a place of support and protection, and that should be at the heart of what we do. At the same time, it empowers law enforcement agencies to deal effectively with the perpetrators of these inhumane crimes. I also look forward to hearing later on today from Lord Morrow about his aspirations for the new legislation, for which he has been, indeed still is, such a champion. We will also be hearing from the Independent Anti-Slavery Commissioner, Kevin Hyland, about the role of his office in promoting and coordinating response across the United Kingdom, and how government and other stakeholders in Northern Ireland can learn and benefit from this oversight. As I've already mentioned, over the past 12 months, a number of large-scale police operations have taken place in Northern Ireland to deal with and counter human trafficking for forced labour is also a growing concern right across the area. And it is also fitting that today's second session will focus on eradicating modern slavery in the labour market. Again, we need to recognise that there is a wide range of partners who can play a role in tackling abuses across the whole spectrum of exploitation. Today's programme allows us to explore these, from the Department of Justice role to those of the Department of Employment and Learning, the role of NGOs, trade unions and private sector employers, as well as the law enforcement agencies such as PSNI and the Gangmaster Licensing Authority. Finally, it is also fitting that the last session this afternoon focuses on victims whose lives are overturned and ripped apart by modern slavery and how we might best support them. The session will provide an opportunity to identify best practice and to learn lessons, as well as to look forward to seeing how the UK's National Referral Mechanism, the NRM, is being transformed. I acknowledge that there is significant interest in this room about the future shape of the NRM in Northern Ireland. Let me say quite clearly that the Minister is committed to ensuring that we have an effective and appropriate support in place for those victims who actually reach Northern Ireland and who are rescued here. As most will be aware, within England, the Home Secretary has launched two schemes piloting multidisciplinary panels as an alternative to the current competent authorities under the existing NRM mechanisms. We are keen to learn any lessons that come from these panels during the emerging weeks and months. We will look to see whether we should establish a Northern Ireland pilot along similar grounds. Ultimately, though, what is vital is that we have in place processes that work effectively for the benefit of victims, and the Minister is truly committed to this and will ensure that this is one of his priorities going forward. Separately, the Minister has also asked myself and officials to look at the scope of the NRM within Northern Ireland, to consider whether it should be extended to cover all victims of modern slavery, including where there is no element of human trafficking. And I would be interested to learn your views here today from your discussions this afternoon in terms of this particular area. Eradicating modern slavery is an ambitious challenge that, of course, stretches far beyond the jurisdictional boundaries of Northern Ireland. As I've said, we cannot do this alone. However, we need to do better, and we need to recognise individually the important role that we all play going forward. Within Northern Ireland, I believe we've already made progress and have come a long way. We have, as I've said, new legislation in place, and the Department is now working with secondary legislation that will give effect to the few remaining provisions that have still to be enacted. Good progress has also been made against the human trafficking and exploitation action plans that have been placed for the last 2 years. We've delivered targeted awareness and training to frontline professionals to help them recognise and respond to the potential cases of trafficking and indeed forced labour that we've identified. We are also engaged with key sectors of society who are the most likely to come into contact with potential victims, as well as delivering initiatives to raise wider public awareness going forward. Building on these, later this month, the Minister intends to publish the first human trafficking and exploitation strategy for Northern Ireland. This strategy will set out how the Department of Justice will work to eradicate modern slavery alongside partners from across government, law enforcement and civil society, and includes a challenging programme of objectives and actions under four strategic priorities. Firstly, to pursue. Secondly, protect and support. Thirdly, to prevent. And finally, to work in partnership. These are all important steps along the way, although clearly we still have far to go before we can reach the goal of eradicating modern slavery. Today's conference provides an opportunity for us to consider collectively the direction we need to take on the next leg of the journey. So I thank you all, I wish you good luck for this conference, and I hope it does identify some issues that we can take forward and develop within the department. So we very much look forward to hearing from your participation throughout. Thank you.